viewers, and of course watchers, and welcome back to Spooky Shenanigans, your podcast for all things spooky, creepy, and downright strange. My name is Mel, and with me, of course, is my lovely co-host PJ.
Hello.
And this episode, we are taking a trip to the theatre. In particular, the La Petite Theatre in New Orleans. And if you've listened to a couple of our previous episodes, you'll know that this October we are doing NOLA October, which means every week we are bringing out a episode all to do with a particular story in New Orleans. So, yeah. So, this episode is all about the La Petite Theatre. And as usual, PJ is going to hit us off with a little intro about the place. And then I'll come in with the details. So, PJ, over to you.
So, yeah, our second episode in the NOLA segment for October. NOLOctober. And this one is probably going to be the shortest episode yet.
See, you say that, but every episode we do, we were saying, oh, yeah, it's going to be a short minutes one. 4 hours.
Exactly. But yeah, La Petite Theatre, it's not as old as you probably think. I think it was founded in 1916 after a number of people who were particularly fond of Amdram and theatre started performing in one of the group's rooms in their home, and they thought, why don't we get an actual place to do it? So the Petit Theatre was formed, is located in the French Quarter, shock, in New Orleans. And it's just quite interesting. Mm-hmm. Because it's not just any theatre. It's one of the oldest community playhouses in the country. But supposedly, air quotes, has its fair share of spectral spectators. Mm-hmm. Now, one of them, and it's kind of a dispute between the story here of who she actually was, but it was a woman called Caroline or Carolyn. She's been spotted multiple times wearing like a 1920s gown. Other reports say it's a wedding gown, and she sort of wanders about the balcony just looking, and supposedly she sticks around to ensure every show goes off without a hitch, which makes sense if she was in a 1920s gown, but if she was in a wedding gown, I'm like, why would you stick around a theatre? I don't know. But apart from that, my knowledge is limited. I actually went to do my usual in-depth research on YouTube. I found bugger all. There were some really terrible videos. And I was sat there and were like, so what is it about this place? But supposedly, you know, there's been unexplained cold spots, disembodied applause, and even faint whispers in the dressing rooms. Yeah, you say creepy, I say old fucking building with cracks and open windows. So I don't have any particular stories apart from that one I read about Caroline, but maybe the performances were so bad it killed everyone in the audience. I don't know. You really need to tell me out here now. I've got a clue. It's a spooky ass theatre, like most theatres. The end. That's my piece. That's my spirit box going off. Help you. Help me. Do the shit job.
Flail, flail.
Thanks, spirit box. Wanker.
Oh, hi, Rogue. Yes, listeners, if you are listening, not watching, we have a bit of an interloper from one of my cats. Hello, Rose.
We are not cutting this out.
Look, do you mind? Just oh my god, no. Just please get off. Please, get down, thank you.
Catus interruptus.
Catus interruptus, yeah. Yeah, Ghost is busy tonight, so he sent Catus Interruptus instead.
or Felinus Fuckus Offitus.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm not even going to bother trying.
And theme. Yes. So, it's very apt for today's
yes, topic. It is. Incredibly apt. No, Rogue, please do not try again. Thank you. So, shall we get into it?
Yeah, please do. Yeah, because the listeners are like, 10-minute episode.
Okay, so before it became a theatre, the Le Petit Theatre started life as a few things. It was used for a variety of different purposes. It was the home of Louisiana's last Spanish governor, Don Manuel Mayoso de la Mes. I hope I pronounced that right. And was later used as the barracks for Union soldiers during the Civil War. After the war, the building...
So maybe that's the Civil War link then.
Maybe that's the connection. Yeah. Exactly. I knew. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if anyone watching or listening hasn't cottoned on, we're talking about our previous episode in the Sultan's Palace about the weird Confederate soldier. So I think we found the link.
Boom.
Well done, Nell.
Thank you.
Job done. 10 stars. Mic drop. I'm not dropping this because it's expensive.
So, after the war, the building became a cafe. And the Café de Louisiana was a popular brunch spot in the city for a good decade or two. After it closed down, the building was abandoned and fell into disrepair. The theatre owes its existence to the Drawing Room Players, which were a local performing arts troupe. And they, first of all, started off, as PJ has previously said, kind of rehearsing, meeting and performing in a couple of the members' rooms. However, as they expanded and have got more popular, they kind of thought, well, we need a bigger place in order to post these productions. And so they bought up the building and it became known as the Le Petit Theatre. And the original members of the Drawing Room Players were relatively well-respected people by all accounts. They were artists, politicians and other well-to-do members of a society. Most of the audience were upper class, although they claimed to be an audience. Yeah. And in its early days, Le Petit Theatre wasn't open to the public. So you'd have to be like an exclusive member. It seems to be like an exclusive club.
Well, okay. Yeah. That's funny. We are inclusive. Inclusive of rich people. That's it. Yeah. So unless you're rich, you're not included.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the Conservative Party.
Yeah.
Like the Conservative Party.
Yeah, corporate. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. If you had the money, then of course you're welcome. So during the 1940s, the theatre underwent financial difficulties, prompting then-director Bernard Schold, I want to pronounce it as, to quit, and Charles Meredith took his place. And Meredith made some sweeping changes to Le Petit Theatre, improving the quality of the building and its performers. He bolstered the ranks of its members to 3,000, increased the number of productions, and created a school for the theatre. In 1963, another stage was added, as well as more dressing rooms, offices, and space for wedding receptions, which came in from the nearby St. Louis Cathedral. And speaking of wedding receptions, guys, if you hear any kind of background noise, then a wedding reception is currently taking place underneath my window right now from one of the little bars in the area. So if you hear anything like that, then that's what it is.
How selfish.
I know, right?
Don't they know we're recording episode of season two? Rude, as you say.
Rude. All in the name of love, darling. It's fine. What can I say?
To be criminalised. No. Don't interrupt spooky shenanigans. It should be criminalised. Anyway.
Anyway. So, Le Petit Theatre would fall on hard times again during the 2000s. The board of directors and staff were laid off in 2009, and an attempt at a management deal with a large production company fell through, and the theatre cancelled its 2011 to 2012 season. Le Petit was saved, however, when it received a multi-million renovation in 2013 in exchange for part of the theatre becoming a small restaurant named Tableau. So now we get on to the spook factor of this building. Le Petit Theatre has about 40 known spirits and possibly many more. Witnesses say they often feel icy cold air in certain areas of the building, and people who have taken photos in the theatre often capture strange optical phenomena like floating orbs or strange ghostly silhouettes. The most common ghosts are those of the Union soldiers. The soldiers are often seen marching around throughout the halls. Sometimes you only hear their boots as they march on by. See, I don't know what I would find the most creepy, seeing a ghost or just hearing it. I mean, I've experienced both, and yeah, like both are equally kind of creepy.
Yeah, okay. I'm just focused on this whole Civil War thing. Mm-hmm. So in the Sultan's Palace, there was a Confederate soldier.
Yeah.
And then in the theatre, it's Union soldiers. And I've just checked and it said New Orleans was in Confederate hands for only 455 days. Ooh. New Orleans was the first major Confederate city captured. However, the citizens of New Orleans resisted Union occupation nonetheless. Mm-hmm. So perhaps our Confederate soldier, the air quote ghost, maybe died while fighting the Unionists. And then maybe the Unionists died when there was maybe a little uprising against their rule. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do know that my ancestor, General William Tecumseh Sherman, was hated in the South because he was a Union soldier. He led one of the Union armies.
Oh, wow.
It was called Sherman's March. Yeah, Sherman's March all along the South to Georgia. And he burnt everything.
What?
Yeah. And I know that's true because I would have done the same.
Runs the family then.
It does, yeah. He was a fine-looking fellow. A fine-looking fellow with a striking jawline and a beautiful face.
Yes, dear.
He was. Scruffy git, though, with that beard. Anyway, that's probably the link to the soldiers and the air quotes ghosts. There you go. There's my 10.
The air quotes ghosts. I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 So, witnesses have said that they've often heard the soldiers discussing military strategies, but upon further investigation, couldn't find the origin of the conversation.
Because it didn't happen.
Pretending I'm not hearing you.
Oh, sorry, I said it didn't
la,
happen.
La, 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 la. So, one particularly aloof soldier has been seen on multiple occasions standing in front of a wall fixing his uniform as if he were looking at a mirror. Some say a large mirror was once fixed onto the wall in that very spot.
Oh, that brings me back to the Villisca Axe House murders. With the mirrors and what I said, that they were potentially portals mm-hmm. for souls to go through after you die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, and I have to say, the whole mirrors thing is going to be a bit of a running thing this month.
And I know you love mirrors. You're not creeped out by them at all.
Just what I've seen too many horror films with the whole mirror thing and just like reflective surface. thing. Like,
my problem is I do like mirrors, but they don't like me. I must have cracked at least 800 in my life.
Now, that would explain all the bad luck you've been getting.
Hey! I met you. I'm the luckiest man alive.
Oh, darling. You're so full of beep. I love you anyway. They say sticking their tongues out at each other.
Yeah, whoever's not watching, go subscribe to YouTube. You're missing out. Shout out to Dwayne, who enjoys the videos and my facial expression, supposedly. So here's another one for you.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Oh, and yeah, thanks, Dwayne. I'm a duck bill platypus. Hang on.
Uh oh.
There you go. Cheers, Dwayne. That's for you, mate.
Do you feel special now, Dwayne? Do you? Moving swiftly on before PJ pulls any more weird faces.
Covering my face.
It's said that a few of the ghosts at the theatre are quite angry ghosts. During one of the drawing room players' shows at La Petite, the ghost of a nun appeared, though her origin still remains unexplained, spooking the cast. She allegedly slapped one of the theatre's employees, leaving a vibrant red mark on their face.
Okay, I believe now, because nuns are nasty. Right? Like, this is the sort of thing I can just imagine them doing. I know. Have they not seen the nun? Yeah, exactly. Now, that's not how Sister Mary Clarence acted in Sister Act. Nothing you can do can take me away from my God. My God. Slap. Blasphemy.
I do actually find it so funny. I mean, I was saying to PJ earlier today because we met up for lunch, how, like, I've heard people say, you know, oh, I'd love to listen to Spooky Shenanigans, but it seems too scary. We usually, if you take the pee out of each other, it's great.
I know, we spent 45 minutes laughing and then 5 minutes just saying, stay spooky.
It makes me smile. It makes me smile. Anyway.
Yeah.
So... there is a ghost that is even more feared than the slapping nun. I love that. I love that name, the slapping nun. It's amazing.
The slapping nun.
Slapping nun.
It's more merch. I'm getting another t-shirt with the slapping nun on it. Oh my God, that's brilliant.
And that is the hellish spirit of a former manager of the theatre. It is alleged that the ex-manager, for reasons unknown, committed suicide in his office by shooting himself in the head. Employees who have worked later at that very office have often reported feeling the unnerving gaze of the former manager, and others have heard the sounds of banging drawers and slamming doors and even their personal items disappearing. A story that has been told a few times happened at the office later one night when a man noticed that his wallet was gone. He had placed it on his desk drawer just a moment before, and there was no one else working that night. The next morning, the man's wallet was found inside the theatre, which was locked up, resting on a soundboard. To be fair, I have had, like, similar things in a theatre, which... I've taken part in an investigation in where, like, someone's put down, like, I think it was like a chocolate bar, something like that, towards the end of the evening. And they'd put it in one of the dressing rooms, which had like a number of like stories connected to like stuff disappearing from it and stuff like that. And it disappeared, and I think they found it later, like on the stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone moved it.
Yeah, apparently the ghost likes Mars bars. So The ghost of Caroline also haunts La Petite Theatre after her tragic death during the theatre's early years. It's said that Caroline was an actress who was seeing one of the theatre's maintenance men. One night, the two decided to get busy high up on a catwalk. One thing led to another, and Caroline somehow fell from the catwalk. Her neck broke upon impact, killing her instantly. She was found tangled in a mess of wiring with the curtains covering her body. The maintenance man disappeared shortly after, leading many to believe that the incident may have been a murder. The ghost of Caroline is often seen floating along the catwalk high above the stage. Her semi-transparent apparition has also been seen walking around backstage. Those who have seen her spirit say it's accompanied by an icy cold breeze. Standard. When actors do lose something, possibly stolen by the former manager, they'll call out to Caroline, one of the more amicable spirits of the theatre, and ask her for help in locating their missing item. The actor will then leave the room for a moment, then upon their return, the missing item appears in the middle of the room, resting upon the floor as if it had been there all along. The spirit of a coloured servant is commonly seen just outside of the theatre entrance. Now, during the early days of the theatre, servants and slaves were forced to wait outside where the masters enjoyed the show. So this young, poor man in particular seems to have been forced to wait outside, even in the afterlife. Perhaps his master's ghost is eternally stuck inside Le Petit Theatre. Some theatre patrons may also hear the gentle sounds of a piano echoing in the halls. Those who investigate the sounds never seem to find the origin. And it's believed that it was it's the ghost of a musician who played music in the theatre when it was a dance hall in the 19th century. Now, one of Le Petit's more infamous stories happened in their courtyard some time ago when a wedding turned tragic. The cause is unknown, but the bride decided to commit suicide by jumping off the side of the theatre, and her lost soul can still be seen standing in the very spot where she took her last breath before leaping to her death. Those who have dared to step into that spot for themselves have reportedly become overwhelmed by a sudden drop in temperature. Again, standard. Some have made further claims of actually seeing her reflection in the water of Le Petit's fountain.
The technicality there.
Mm-hmm.
Her last breath, where she took her last breath before jumping off the tower. So what they're saying is she went, "Goodbye, world." And then what, she just died before she jumped off the tower? Or, because nah. She didn't die there. Her last breath was splat. So she should be eternally there on the floor like, "This really hurts." Her last breath was not on the tower. That is scientifically impossible. No, false, fake. I've debunked it. It's rubbish.
Yes, dear.
Would she have taken her final breath? Splat. Like Roadrunner jumping off the mountain. Yeah. meet. It was quite a dramatic ending.
Oh.
I'm tired.
So, managing partner Steve Pettis spoke of a newer ghost back in 2013 before the reopening of Le Petit Theatre. During one of his visits to Le Petit, he arrived early and as such, he was the only one in the theatre. He walked around for a bit, checking the grounds out as he waited. Abruptly, the lights began turning off and on, and then he heard the voice of a lady calling out, "Catherine, Catherine." He looked all around expecting to see someone but could not find a soul. Mysterious.
Yeah.
And perhaps the final well-known spirit is perhaps the most important ghost of Le Petit is the dapperly dressed gentleman known as the Captain, whose presence is typically announced by the strong aroma of pipe tobacco and cologne. Captain is believed to be somewhat of a ghostly prophet. It is said that if he applauds after the premiere of a show, said show will go on to be a great success. The captain's just 4 months with the theatre is rumoured to stem from an actress that he had fallen deeply and madly in love with, and that he attends each premiere in hopes that he'll see her on stage at least once more. Sadly, however, his true love has yet to appear before him.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
If his applause is said to demonstrate that it's going to be a success, how do you differentiate his applause from other audience members? Is he stood there at the back going, yar, 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 yar. Have a fish finger. I'm Captain Birds. I have a fish finger. Oh, yar, 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 yar. How do they know it was him? What does he do? Throw his tricorn hat, peg leg, and parrot on the stage.
It's worse than the image, I have to admit.
How do they know?
I imagine they would see him appear, whether he'd be applauding or not.
No one does. All lies.
All right, darling, calm down.
I'm going back in my box.
Okay, have a Snickers.
You're not yourself when you're hungry.
Exactly. You get hangry.
So we did have some really nice chicken earlier, didn't we? Well, you had a nice burger.
Mm.
Yeah. See, oh my God, we're going to be less than 30 minutes. Yeah, on this
I thought it'd be a short one.
Oh, perfect. We'll call this the Nell episode then.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Over to you.
So, listeners, watchers, what do you think? Do you think the spooks of La Petite Theatre roam the hall, is on the stage? Or is it all just a bunch of a dramatic hocus pocus? Let us know.
No point for guessing what I say.
No, darling, we all know what you would say.
I just want to meet Captain Birdseye, mate. He sounds good fun. Yar, 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 yar. I don't know why he's now Popeye.
So, yeah, and if any of you have actually been to La Petite Theatre, or have even had the opportunity to work there and have experienced anything, let us know. We'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, we're definitely going to go see a show there.
Oh, yeah.
We still work in theatre.
Oh, yeah.
We go over. That'd be amazing.
I mean, to be fair, we love theatre anyway, so.
Oh, yeah.
Goes without question.
Thespians, we are. Big old thespians.
Oh, yeah.
But I checked, and it's actually showing Let the Right One In at the moment.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
Which is great because that plays into our final episode of this season. But we're not saying it.
You'll have to tune in.
Yeah, exactly. The only clue is what I'm going to do now on the video. So you've got to watch the YouTube video now. I think that'll give it away.
And on that note, dear listeners, dear watchers, thank you very much for tuning in to us once again. And with all our random shenanigans in between the ghost stories. As always, I am your host, Nell.
And I'm your other host, PJ.
And we will hopefully be seeing you next time on Spooky Shenanigans. In the meantime, dear listeners, stay spooky.
Bye. Bye.